This is Resonance 104.4 FM. Flipping marvellous. How are you? I'm Nick Hennigan, and it's time for us once more to delve into literary London. Well, when I say literary London, we're actually all over the world again this time, because it's part two of our request show. You may remember last time that I had very nice, very kind, by the way, if you did get in touch, I had a whole host of requests. And if you ever want me to do anything for you, then do get in touch. radio@mavericktheatre.co.uk, radio@mavericktheatre.co.uk. Or, of course, we are on my blog, bohemianbritain.com. And I've got an email for that, which I think is Nick. N-I-C-K at bohemianbritain.com. Nick at bohemianbritain.com. It'd be great to hear from you. And that's what people did. People like, where are we? Joanne in Marylebone in London. Mary Leebone, as a friend of mine once called it. And Joanne's been in touch. She sent me an email and she said, I know you're from Birmingham. I am, Bab. And she said, I'm going up to see the Birmingham Reps production of With Nail and I. I haven't seen it yet. She said, the press is a bit mixed, but I gather it's quite good. Do you know anything about it? Well, the short answer is no, I don't. I mean, I do know the director, Sean Foley, a little bit. Currently the artistic director at Birmingham Rep, although he's moving on fairly soon. He's directed this, and I think what they've done is they've kept a straight... Bruce Dickinson, the writer, it is Bruce Dickinson, isn't it? I always get confused because I know another... You know, Iron Maiden, Bruce Dickinson. Is it that Bruce Robinson? Because Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden, I used to go for a drink with him occasionally. He used to live down the road from where I do in London. In fact, we nearly bought a pub in a drunken moment. When I say we, kind of more him than me, nearly bought a pub. Because he's got his own brewery as well. Or he did have, anyway. And he's a pilot, flies his jumbo jets and things. So, nice chap. So, that is Bruce Dickinson. Bruce Robinson is the man who wrote... Have I got that right? Yes, the script for With Nail and I, the film. It became a cult hit, really. It didn't do massive business when it first came out, but it's absolutely a cult. And I gather from reports from friends who have seen the show, it is a triumph. If you like the film With Nail and I, you're going to love this. Some of those great lines have survived. And it's basically about two sort of slightly out-of-work actors who go on holiday by accident. That's kind of the gist of it. I won't go into it now. If you don't know With Nail and I, I suggest have a look. And it famously, for me anyway, finishes with... Shall I give away the end? I won't give away the end, but it does include a Hamlet soliloquy at the end. What a piece of work is. I have of late, I know not why, lost all my mirth. There's more relevance to it than that. But this is great as well. And so, this is especially for Joanna in Marylebone. If you know the film, you'll recognise this tune. Thank you.
sky, 'cause you're a sky full of stars. I'm gonna give you my heart, 'cause you're a sky, 'cause you're a sky full of stars. 'Cause you light up the path.
There's an eclectic mix. You heard the what is it, theme tune from Withnail and I. I think it's called Withnail's Theme, actually. Is it written by Withnail, from the film Withnail and I, and that was Withnail's Theme. Yes, it's called Withnail's Theme. And that was especially for Joanna in Marylebone, who is heading up to Birmingham, Britain's second city, to see the version, the theatre version that's on air at the moment. I'm not sure when it runs till, but check out Birmingham Rep anyway. Directed by Sean Foley, he's a good old boy. After that, you heard Coldplay, a Sky Full of Stars, because Sydney got in touch from Tottenham. Sydney said, I had a bet in a pub with a mate of mine that Coldplay used to rehearse in Fitzrovia in London, W1. What some of the diehards called North Soho. The Soho Society won't recognise the name Fitzrovia. The name Fitzrovia's only been around since, kind of, it was quoted during the Second World War, so it's a relatively new term. So Sydney said, I was in the pub with my mate, and he said, I'm sure I heard you or someone talk about the fact that Coldplay used to rehearse in Fitzrovia. And the answer is, yes, they did. They used to hang out at the YMCA, I think, on Fitzroy Square. I'll check it out for sure. But yes, so you would have heard that, or probably not that, but you would have heard bits and bobs of Coldplay if you'd been hanging around Fitzrovia back in those days. So you're quite right, Sydney. Tell your mate he owes you a drink. And talking of Sydney, Pete is in Sydney. Sydney, Australia. Hey, it's all going on. It's not just thrown together, this, you know. Oh, no, I've spent minutes thinking on this. Pete's been in touch. He emailed radio@mavericktheatre.co.uk or nick@bohemianbritain.com. And he said, I remember ages ago, because I've been listening for a while. Thanks, Pete. That's nice of you. I've been listening for a while, and I remember ages ago you played, it was a track of Australian poetry and song, and it was a very moving version of Waltzing Matilda. Do you know what I'm talking about? Well, Pete, I think you're probably talking about this.
Once a jolly swagman came by a billabong under the shade of a coolabah tree, and he sang as he sat and watched his billy boiling. Who come a waltzing Matilda with me? Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, who come a waltzing Matilda with me? And he sang as he sat and watched his billy boiling. Who come a waltzing Matilda with me? Along came a jumbuck, and he dragged from the billabong. Down jumped the swagman, and he grabbed him with glee. And he sang as he shoved that jumbuck in his tugger bag. You come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you come a waltzing Matilda with me. And he sang as he shoved that jumbuck in his tucker bag. You come a waltzing Matilda with me. Down came the squatter, mounted on his thoroughbred. Down came the troopers, one, two, three. Whose is that jumbuck you've got in your tucker bag? You come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you come a waltzing Matilda with me. Whose is the jumbuck that you've got in your tucker bag? You come a waltzing Matilda with me. Well, up jumped the swagman, and he leapt into the billabong. He drowned himself by the coolabah tree, and his ghost may be heard as you pass by that billabong. Who'll come a waltzing Matilda with me? Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. Who'll come a waltzing Matilda with me? And his ghost may be heard as you pass by that billabong. Oh, come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. Who come a waltzing Matilda with me? And his ghost may be heard as you pass by the billabong. You come a waltzing Matilda with me.
That's cute, isn't it? Yes, Waltzing Matilda, sung there by Greg Doolan, I think it is. And that was for Pete, who's in Sydney, and who asked for that specifically. You're listening to Resonance 104.4 FM. It's Literary London. I'm Nick Hennigan. We're also, of course, on bohemianbritain.com, and it's our request show. We do these occasionally. So people have written to radio@mavericktheatre.co.uk, radio@mavericktheatre.co.uk, or now nick@bohemianbritain.com. That's me, see, nick@bohemianbritain.com, and ask for their various sort of favourite songs, poems, and various requests. And Anna's been in touch. She emailed from Bromley, and she said, would you play a couple of songs for me? Of course. She said, actually, I think I met you once in Soho in a pub with Suggs's mum. Suggs of Madness, his mum. Well, you did, in fact. Yes, that's right. I used to occasionally go out and have a drink with her and a gang of us. It was always quite funny if a Madness song came on, she'd go, God, it's my boy. And she said, Hans said, there is a Stranglers song that talks about Camden, and I always think about Madness in Camden. Do you know what it is? And could you play it? Well, do you know what, Anne, in Bromley? I do. I think you're talking about this. Thank you. Yes, our little Suggs tribute there. That was Night Boat to Cairo. I used to DJ years ago. Always got people going, that one did. From the band Madness, of course. And before that, you heard, what is it? Another Campbell Afternoon. And that's for Anne in Bromley, who wrote in. And she, so she mentioned that she saw me at the French House in Soho with Suggs's mum. We used to go there occasionally. Edie, bless her, passed away last year, I think it was. And yeah, it was a gang of us used to hang out there occasionally. And she was a lovely lady. I've only met Suggs briefly once, but I knew his mum better than I knew him, which is kind of, you know, sometimes how it happens in this here London. And that's about all we've got time for, my loves. If you're involved in anything to do with literature or London or Bohemia, Bohemian Britain, then do get in touch, as always, radio@mavericktheatre.co.uk, or you can now get me at nick@bohemianbritain.com. It's always lovely to hear from you. And we've got a series that I've sort of started. Actor Jeffrey Holland was the last person that I spoke to, I think it was. We're calling them Bohemian Britons. And I've got a few more lined up that I shall bring you. And we record them in video, and then we put the audio, obviously, on here. So if there's anyone who you think would be suitable as a Bohemian Briton, you'd like me to have a chat with, then again, drop us an email. Yeah, cool. Thank you for your company. That's all we've got time for. I shall see you next time. This is Literary London. I'm Nick Hennigan. We're on BohemianBriton.com, but we're mainly on Resonance 104.4 FM.